Saturday evening, I came to the old oak tree. Stands beside the river where you were to meet me. On the ground, your glove I found with the note addressed to me. It read, "Dear love, I've done you wrong. Now I must set you free.
County where coal is the king, where the people work hard for most everything. On Buffalo Creek it was cloudy and gray, and the people were rising to meet a new day. The bacon was sizzling and the coffee was poured, but the dam up the holler couldn't hold any more. And the water raged down, smashed town after town. Homes dashed to pieces and whole families was drowned. How could it happen, said how could it be? That dam, it belonged to the coal company. An act of God, the bosses did cry. But God ain't that cruel, we can see through your lies. Who ordered the dozer to build that dam? And who's living high off the work of our hands? Who takes our coal but don't share in the fear? Yes, whose greed for money has cost us so dear? Yes, whose greed for money has cost us so dear?
February the 26th, about 20 past 8, people were awakened by a terrible fate. A large dam had broken down through our town, black waters came rushing, many people were drowned. Some screaming in doorways knew they couldn't be saved. Others riding on rooftops on 30-foot waves. Families jumped in their cars but didn't make it on time, while some made it to safety uphill to the mines. We were all crying and shaking with fear, for we couldn't hear of our loved ones so dear. Some with no clothes, no shoes on their feet, thanking God for each loved one they'd meet. The waters went down about as fast as they came. Then we all started hearing our loved ones by name. The loss was so great, no words can express how it felt to hear of all of these deaths. How lonely it felt with no home in sight. It seemed like Death Valley that dark, fearful night. So many left homeless with nowhere to go, walking on the railway and feeling so low. Lonely children walking alone, their mothers and fathers had gone with their homes. I could go on, but there is no need. But all those that lost, for mercy I plead. In the Buffalo Creek disaster, that early Saturday morning, over 100 people met their death without a sign of warning. So many of my neighbors, few of my loved ones too, are going to be so greatly missed by me and by you.
like Richmond County ain't broke enough. And this Yankee carpetbagger gonna make some money off Hamlet's bad luck. So we built a brand new chicken fixing plant, and he paid that minimum wage. But the boss man said no unions, or we're gonna move his plant. In NASCAR down in Rockingham, or a sign, it was Merletta Johnson's judgment day. 8:15 in the morning, chicken plant burst into flames. People trampled, mashed and burned up, just to keep the profit margin one iota higher. Everybody gotta work in this world. Some people lucky, some folks ain't. But that bastard, chain of torture, I'm gonna rip him through the plank. When I was a little boy with the bus all haircut, going down to Hamlet to see the train. Now the tour up on highway, take a little look at the chicken plant workers' remains.
In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, down in the dark of the Cumberland mine, there's blood on the coal and the miners lie in roads that never saw sun nor sky. Roads that never saw sun nor sky. In the town of Spring Hill, you don't sleep easy. Often the earth will tremble and roll. When the earth is restless, miners die. Bone and blood is the price of coal. Bone and blood is the price of coal. In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, late in the year of 58, the day still comes and the sun still shines, but it's dark as the grave in the Cumberland mine. Dark as the grave in the Cumberland. Three days passed when the lamps gave out, and Caleb rushed and got up and said, we've no more water or light or bread. hope instead. We live on songs and hope instead. Listen for the shouts of the black-faced miners. Listen through the rubble for the rescue teams. 300 tons of coal and slag. Hope imprisoned in a 3-foot seam. Hope imprisoned in a 3-foot seam. Well, days passed and some were rescued, leaving the dead to lie alone. Through all their days they dug a grave. 2 miles of earth is a marking stone. 2 miles of earth is a marking stone.
See the children crying, fearing their daddy's dying. Broken hearts everywhere. Hearts as it is down in the mine. It was on May 2nd, 1972. It was a day like any other, that is for me and you, but for 91. They could not see. It was goodbye forever. Hello, eternity. See the children crying, fearing their daddy's dying. Broken hearts everywhere. Hearts as it is down in the mine. Death stalked the sunshine mine. Like a silent killer, he found his prey. Men never knew what happened on that fateful day. as the poison gas took its toll. Loved ones' hearts were filled with fear. For 9 long days they waited for news they would never hear. Then as suddenly as it began, it ended. Then came the news we all did dread. The foreman said, "It's all over now. You loved ones can go on home. There's 2 survivors, 91 dead." See the children crying, fearing their daddy's dying. Broken hearts everywhere tonight. There's sadness in the valley, children crying for their daddy. It's as dark in their hearts as it is down in the mine.
A box of grass, sometimes they call it pot. That's what the hippies call a little one-penny matchbox full of marijuana. And that's what they gave to my genie. Then they introduced her to acid and speed. Now acid, that's LSD. And speed is just another form of narcotics. Then they introduced her to the spike and the works. Now the spike, that's a hypodermic needle. And the works, that's a syringe and the needle. Next they introduced her to smack and the pushers. Now smack is heroin. And the pushers, well, they're the people. The people that sold these things to my genie.
I once loved a teenage girl. Jeannie was her name. She promised she would marry me when graduation came. But then my genie put me off, said she must see the world. She promised she'd come back to me, that she'd still be my girl. But a box of grass they gave to Jeannie. A little box of grass. Now Jeannie is gone. They say that they will change the world, but all they changed was just my girl. With a box of grass that they gave to Jeannie.
And now I hear they found my genie on the other side of town. They said they thought they heard her call my name as she lay there on the ground. And then they found the needle that was to take away her life. Now Jeannie can't come back to me. She'll never be my wife.
Just a box of grass. That's how it started. A little box of grass. Now Jeannie is dead.
Now Jeannie is dead.
Girlfriend, but she's 6 feet underground. Now when I pass by her tombstone, it really gets me down. 'Cause she won't be there.
she won't be there.
No, she's dead.
Nobody knows I'm crying. There's no teardrops in my eyes. And when I call her on the phone, it's hard to realize
she won't be there.
No,
she won't be there.
No,
she's dead.
Why do I keep thinking things that make me move? How much longer will I feel the way I do?
Now when do we have our last day? It seems so long ago. I would stop in at the dance tonight, but I don't believe I'll go.
She won't be there. She won't be there. Not
dead. How much longer will I feel the way I do? Why do I keep thinking things that make me blue?
I used to have girlfriend, but she's 6 feet underground. Now when I pass by her tombstone, it really gets me down.
'Cause she won't be there.
Oh,
she won't be there.
Now she's dead.
And this is just my way of reminding you that it's only 6 months till Christmas. Don't put off that shopping. KBC here with you with the Bit Slap this week. And today's show is just an absolute bummer. Tragedy, death, destruction, mayhem, dust, floods, lightning, thunder, gravity, dust, rocks, big rocks. Yeah, it's not always that easy living on Earth. We started out with something from Godley and Cream off of their album Consequences, a little piece of introduction there. Chase Webster, that was Moody River, the original version, such a big, big hit for, I guess, Kitty Wells, I'm pretty sure. That was Chase Webster. He wrote it. So there. A guy named Jack Wright, the Buffalo Creek Massacre. It was kind of a massacre. Gene Crowder, the Buffalo Creek Disaster. Yes, it was a disaster. And the American Miner, as in not major, but minor, and that was Buffalo Creek. Buffalo Creek was a nasty old mine. It was a reservoir collapse made up of icky, dirty water from the mine and flooded out a bunch of towns in West Virginia. We heard from the Dead Milkmen, the Great Boston Molasses Flood. Ugh, what a way to go. The Hamlet Chicken Plant Disaster. That was Jello Biafra and, of course, Mojo Nixon. That really happened. Let's see. Wait, did I write down the date on that? Let's see. Yeah, September 3rd of 1991. On October 23rd, 1958, there occurred the Spring Hill Mine Disaster. It was actually a bump, but knocked everything loose. And I think it just, you know, it caved in part of the mine and damaged the surrounding area. That was the Dubliners. That happened in Canada, Nova Scotia. Let's see, Frank Starr, Tragedy at the Sunshine Mine, May 2nd, 72. Box of Grass from Buck James. And the Downliner Sect, Now She's Dead. All right? So that takes care of the first half. Second half gets slightly worse. All right? So enjoy it, okay? I'll be back.
Gilbert. Everyone was killed.
No, not Johnny, too.
Everyone.
No, not my Johnny. No, 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 please, no. Say no.
Johnny will never play another game. Today he called his final play. Sue will never see her dream come true.
I'm too young to die.
A fast gun killed my brother, filled him full of lead. As he died, I made a promise I would shoot that gun he did. I would shoot that gun he did. My mother cried and held me, please don't do it, son. You're too young, you're just too young. Wear your brother's gun, to wear your brother's gun. I'm too young, I'm too young, I'm too young to die. As I saddled up my pony, I could hear my mother cry. My brother's guns were heavy, my throat was tight and dry. My throat was tight and dry. I trailed him to Laredo, there I found the gun. Folks in town all knew me, they knew just why I'd come. They knew just why I'd come. I'm too young, I'm too young, I'm too young to die. I found him by the wayside, a bullet through his head. Another gun had stopped him and left him lying dead. Left him there, lying dead. They said that I was guilty, I had no alibi. They tied my hands behind me and said that I must die. They said that I must die. I'm too young, I'm too young, I'm too young to die. Still sitting in the saddle, they led me to a tree. My pinto pony didn't know he'd be the death of me. That he'd be the death of me. A wave of fear went through me as a bullet tore the sky. The horse beneath me bolted, my time had come to die. My time had come to die. I'm too young, I'm too young, I'm too young to die.
Mary Brabus did not look her best. The day the cops bust into her lonely nest. In that cheap hotel up on Hollywood West, July 29. She'd been lying there for 2 or 3 weeks. The neighbors said they never heard a squeak. But hungry eyes that could not speak said even little doggies have got to eat. She was a winner. That became the doggies' dinner. She never meant that much to me. When her talkies came, Marie just couldn't go. Her public said, Marie, take a walk. All the way back to New York. She was a winner. That became the doggies' dinner. She never meant that much to me. But now I see, oh, Marie. Mm-hmm. came in and they looked around, throwing up everywhere over what they found. The handiwork of Louise Little Dax Hound, that hungry Little Dax Hound. She was a winner that became the doggest dinner. She never meant that much to me. One, two, three.
Disaster. It was cranking out like it always did, those PhDs and masters. But they pushed it past its limit, and I said to my friend Bill, that's the smell of burning sheepskin at the old diploma mill, at the old diploma mill. The diploma mill's on fire, grab every hose you got. Must be a million degrees in there, and besides, it must be pretty hot. So man and woman, young and old, this is not a drill. We got ourselves a fire at the old diploma mill, at the old diploma mill. I saw my grandpa shed a tear as flames lit up the night. The mill gave him a law degree, not bad for a man who couldn't read or write. And his daddy had an MBA, despite his minimal skill. For generations we owed our jobs to the old diploma mill, to the old diploma mill. Well, they called out for a doctor, and the whole town raised its hands. From the guy who hands out bowling shoes to the bum on the corner, no one understands. We searched through all the rubble, and we didn't give up until we found every single uncashed check in the old diploma mill, in the old diploma mill. The diploma mill's on fire, the place is on the rocks. It was our heart and soul, not just an old post office box. A memorial is held each year, and we all come to assist, to read the names of the diploma mill staff, all of whom didn't really exist.
Dean Carnegie W. Smarthuman, Chancellor Wilfred B. Einstein Goodbrain, President of Admissions Janice Kellogg Not a Scam, lacrosse coach Eunice C. Last Name Here.
So friend, I hear you ask in my dentist chair, will it hurt? Well, yes it will, but nothing like the pain of those who were burned by the old diploma mill, by the old diploma mill.
And on the 7th of December, not so long ago in 1946, was the burning of the wine cup in Atlanta. It was said it wouldn't burn, was made of brick. Guests were sleeping in their beds in early morning, never dreaming of the fate they had in store. Then the screaming of the sirens gave them warning that the flames were climbing upward floor by floor. Those faces in the window, I see them in my dreams. I always will remember those agonizing screams. But surely there's a heaven for folks that die this way. And we'll go home to meet them in glory some sweet day. There's 119 we know are sleeping, sleeping peacefully 6 feet beneath the sun. Yes, the awful hand of death for them was reaching. They were ushered in the presence of their God. Oh, the firemen did their best to reach the suffering. There were screams of agony in every breath. But their ladders were too short to even reach them. They were left there in their room to burn to death. There were people there from many towns and cities. Some were drinking, some were sober, there's no doubt. And the way they met their death, it was a pity. Still there was no earthly way to help them out. In their efforts to escape, they met disaster. Some were overcome by smoke and awful heat. Let us hope and trust and pray they met the master ere they landed on the sidewalks and the streets. Those faces in the window, I see them in my dreams. I always will remember those agonizing screams. But surely there's a heaven for folks that die this way. And we'll go home to meet them in glory some sweet day.
The night before the glorious fourth in state old Boston town, when the building known as the Pickwick Club came rumbling, tumbling down. The place was filled with people, a carefree lot were they. Full of the joy of nightclub life, singing and dancing away. Then all of a sudden the walls gave way, the floor slid out into space. The lights went out and moans and groans were heard all over the place. In a buried heap of ruins, the helpless victims lay. Rescuers worked with might and main, digging and searching away. When the work was done, the terrible news was broadcast far and wide. And the records show in the final count that 44 had died. Those unsuspecting people, a carefree lot were they. Never a thought of future harm, singing and dancing away. 'Twas the hand of God, a great many said, who from his throne on high saw the building down as a punishment and caused these folks to die. That future sons and daughters might learn a lesson there, and cast off the chains of reckless life and travel along on the square. But this was the eve of the jolly fourth, when men go looking for fun, and lots of things can be excused by nearly everyone. In the golden realms of heaven, where angels hold full sway, all of us hope they're happy now, singing and dancing away.
Cassie, they called her, met her doom that day. I know it was God that called her away. Playmates with Cassie were all having fun. The story was told, they all started to run. And as they looked back, she wasn't there. It's so sad to think of this tragic affair. Just like a beast in a forest that day, the abandoned will took Cassie away. For over 2 days, the well was her tomb. Everyone kept praying they'd get her out soon. Thousands were there from far and from near. Workmen they
troubled against sadness and fear. But after today, their hopes grew so weak. They called down to Kathy, but she never did see. After working so hard, both day and night, digging for hours, she came into sight. The little darling was dead, her life it was gone. Now in San Marino, there's a heartbroken home. I'm sure she's an angel in God's peaceful home, playing with children in a mansion of gold. As I stand alone, humbly I bow. I know Cass is happy up there with God now.
Swamps and everglades. There's a big old hole on the backside of Tiger Mountain. But God help the man who ever gets lost in those caves. Well, I had me a gal, and we crossed Georgia. Oh, but she had unfaithful ways. Thought she made me feel like I wasn't wanted. Kinda like the bats and the bears that hang around Miller's Cave. Well, I caught her out last Saturday evening. Some do, everybody call me Dave. Just the meanest man ever hit way across Georgia. Rather fight me a big old mountain lion in those caves. So I said you're gonna pay for you and little baby. Woman, I'm gonna see you in your grave. Well, they left me long, all right before I shot them. Then I dragged their lion, ski man bones to Miller's Cave. Well, I couldn't stand the way she done me. I guess I sure am free. The most haunted man ever hit the state of Georgia. But they'll never find me because I'm lost in Miller's Cave.
By the coal yards stand wooden houses with shutters torn down. There lives a girl everybody calls Patches. Patches, my darling, of old Shanty Town. We plan to marry when June brought the summer. I couldn't wait to make Patches my bride. Now I don't see how that ever can happen. My folks say no, and my heart breaks inside. Patches, oh, what can I do? I swear I'll always love you, but a girl from that place will just bring me disgrace. So my folks won't let me love you. Each night I cry as I think of that shanty, and pretty Patches there watching the door. She doesn't know that I can't come to see her. Patches must think that I love her no more. I hear a neighbor telling my father, he says a girl named Patches was found floating face down in that dirty old river that flows by the coal yards in Old Shanty Town. Patches, oh, what can I do? I swear I'll always love you. It may not be right, but I'll join you tonight. Patches, I'm coming to you.
So all alone as they wheeled you through the doors and told me to wait. And then there was a cry, and the doctor came out and showed me our baby girl. You never saw her, sweetheart, but she must have known you somewhere, because she looks and acts and talks the way I remember you.
But that doesn't mean I don't.
Southern California. But you believe there's a whole lot of rocking going on all over the place. Well, it shakes every morning, afternoon, and night. And if you keep a shaking, you can bet your life. I love you, California, but I'm leaving you, cause that ain't right. I was sleeping real good on February 9. It was 6:01, just before daylight. The house started to dance. I was jolted awake. Yes, I was a rockin' and a shakin' through the Southern California earthquake. Mr. Richter said it was a 6.5, and in a second or two, my whole life flashed by. You should have seen my dog. He was riding awake. Yes, he was a rockin' and a shakin' to the Southern California earthquake. Well, let me tell you, there's a whole lot of shaking going on in Southern California. Would you believe there's a whole lot of rocking going on all over the place? Well, it shakes every morning, afternoon, and night. And if you keep a shaking, you can bet your life. I love you, California, but I'm leaving you, cause that ain't right. Shake it, honey. What was that I felt? Is it rolling again? But you know I don't care, cause the shape I'm in, I'm all ready to dance, and I'm wide awake. Yes, I'm still a rockin' and a shaking to the Southern California earthquake. Well, let me tell you, there's a whole lot of shaking going on in Southern California. Would you believe there's a whole lot of rocking going on all over the place? Well, it shakes every morning, afternoon, and night. And if you keep it shaking, you can bet your life. I love you, California, but I'm leaving you, cause that ain't right. Yes, I love you, California, but I'm leaving you, cause that ain't right. Yes, I love you, California, but I'm leaving you, cause that ain't right. Yes, I love you.
After day, more people come to LA. Shh, don't you tell anybody, the whole place slipping away.
Where can we go when there's no San Francisco? Shh, better get ready to tie up the boat in Idaho.
Do you know the swim? You better learn quick, Jim.
Those who don't know the swim better sing the hymn.
Tuna at the bowl, fine fillet of mutso.
Ooh, what can you do with a bushel of wet gold? Day after day, more people come to L.A. Shh, don't you tell anybody, the whole place shaking away. Where can we go when there's no San Francisco? Shh, better get ready to tie up the boat in Idaho.
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that wicked man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Oh, damn you, Milwaukee Bucks. But then again, I'm not even a basketball fan, so what do I know? But that was a tragedy, yes. All right, so bummers, tragedies, disasters, floods, famine, you name it, we got it tonight. Starting with yet another in an interminable series of teenage tragedies. This was The Hero from Bernadette Carroll from 1964. We heard Mark Dinning. He's the guy responsible for Teen Angel. Remember that one? Teen Angel, can you hear me? Yeah, Mark Dinning, Too Young to Die. Jury's out on that one, by the way. Marie Provost from Nick Lowe. Marie died January 21st, 1937. Her body was discovered 2 days later, and there's really some debate about whether the dogs ate her or not. There was some apparent little biting, but that could have been to wake her up. I don't know. I wasn't there. Pizza Pie from the National Lampoon's Lemmings production, and that was Alice Layton on effective vocal, shall we say. Fire at the Old Diploma Mill. Oh, no. Millions of degrees in there, and it's also pretty hot. That was Power Salad. And that's the favorite of the week for me, okay? Leroy Abernathy, The Burning of the Wyckoff Hotel. That was in Atlanta, December 7th, 1946. Arthur Fields, The Pickwick Club Tragedy. I was able to not find anything on that, so I didn't even know if it actually happened. The Death of Little Kathy Ficus was Jimmy Osborne from, that happened on April 8th, 1949, exactly 9 months before I was born to the day. Yeah, that stopped me in my tracks, I'll tell you. Jerry Reed, Miller's Cave, Patches from Dickie Lee, two things that probably never happened. Jan and Dean, A Beginning from an End, possible, I don't know who wrote that. And then Jimmy Bryant, Southern California Earthquake, telling us about the Sylmer Quake of 1971, which was a 6.6. And then Shango with Day After Day, It's Slipping Away, which is true. If you think about it, the whole planet is going to hell in a handbag, and most of us will not be here to see it go. So we can't think about it, so let it happen. All right, anyway, I got a couple more for you, which are kind of related. And hey, have a good week. I'll see you next time.
Yes, that was that cat, all right.
Bell tolls. The black plague has struck, and diseased eyes roll upwards as if knowing which direction their souls will travel.
Bring out your dead.
A woman in black cries as the deathly procession passes by, and monks moan in mass. The yet clean peasant pounds upon the castle door, for it is safer inside the walls. Their knocking pounds a dull tone across the quiet, deserted courtyard. The bodies of unfortunates bloat in the hot sun outside the castle walls, and ones ignorant of all facts plunder the diseased corpses for remaining riches.
Bring out your dead.
And the bell tolls on. A man walks round the castle walls on the outside, the light from his lamp dancing shadows as he moves. He tends the sick, gives comfort to all he can for dying woman and crying man. But he feels it most for the children.
Unclean.
tears glisten on his cheek. Did man ever deserve this death? And not all will die, just the poor, for the rich are inside the castle walls. And he knows he could be with them, and they'll laugh at this fool of a man through the stone fortress windows. And the bell tolls on. And many deaths and many days later, many tears have been cried, but all in vain. For tears can never erase the pain of death. Only time has that talent. His hands are now blistered, but this man walks on. The only element of sanity, the people look to him for answers, and he answers all. And the bell tolls on inside the castle wall. The dead are now buried, and the plague is at its end. Life for the people flowers again. They breathe fresh air like they did once before. And there is not a sound from beyond the castle walls. The bell has stopped, and only silence is heard. And the peasants outside wonder what happened within. In their bones they feel something is wrong. The bell has been silent much too long. For many days not one soul has stirred from the stone fortress where the rich people live. No one came and no one went. Fear can do many strange things, and even though water ran low, their mouths burnt and bellies caked dry, not one person put a foot outside. No one had that much courage. For they feared the peasants and their world outside. So they played it safe and didn't move. But one by one perished and died.
Everywhere.